The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know if you'll be pleased to know or note that there's so much going on in this passage this morning. It's really difficult to take any one part or another and kind of distill that and make that a homily, right? You realize this is a series of homilies. And so say a prayer right now that I don't attempt to deliver that series of homilies, right? Leon, I know, wants me to. He's putting his jacket on as though he's going to leave, but I know that he wants me to. And I know I have Greg over there who definitely wants me to as well. But this is not a democracy, so we won't take votes on it. Just try to draw something out here. I think Jesus has identified it's not so much an idolatry, yeah, because he says, you know the commandments. And then if you know the commandments, you know that Jesus doesn't give them. He's not given them here. He starts with, right, depending on how you number them, he starts with 5. He goes 5, 6, 7, 8. He makes one up. yeah, he goes back to 4. Okay, so but we know in our catechism, just those numbers, right, the first three are to God and the last are to our neighbor. When the man asks about eternal life, he's not talking about going to heaven when he dies. He's talking about, how do I become part of God's new order? How do I become part of what God wants to do in the age to come? Yes, when the dead will raise, right? When the just will be raised from the dead, and we live perfectly in the rule of God. How do I get into that? And Jesus goes, okay, how about these, right? You know the commandments. And he goes through the ones that are related to neighbor, right? So I think what he's doing there is he's saying, okay, like, you want this rule of God. Let's skip that and see, like, how your relationship with God lines up with what you do in the world, how you treat your neighbor. And he says, yeah, all those I've done. Then he goes back and he says, okay, but let's get more into the God thing. Because, yeah, if that's your base, then that's where you're headed, and you've done pretty well. But let's really drill down here to see whether or not you've done the first three. And then we can see how the rest play out from there. And he goes after some idolatry, I think, there. He wants to free this man from his idolatry. And there's any number of things going on. You can read it again, right, when you go home. But there's any number of things going on here. But he hits him where it hurts. And the gospel tends to do that to us. Go and sell what you have. Because it's this sense of he's got what he wants, this guy. You can see it, can't you? Like, he's got what he wants already. And he wants what's going to come. And he just wants that stamp of approval. You know, yeah, Jesus, like, tell me what I can do to inherit eternal life. And he wants Jesus to come back and say, you got it, man. You don't worry about it, right? You're fine where you are. He says, no, come deeper. And not because it's about what he's giving away, but because it's about what Jesus wants to give him. And you see, this is a tragic scene. His face falls. Jesus says, come follow me. How there are people in the gospel who want to hear those words. And Jesus says, go back. And to this guy, come follow me. And he walks away, crestfallen. Because he can't give up his life for Jesus, right? He wants somehow to have both, and Jesus has identified the fact that he can't. And I would say for us too, we can't have both. Whatever those both are, we can't have them unless we go with God first. Because all created things, okay, it's fine, right? We need created things. We need some money. We'd like some health. We'd like, you know, all this. Yeah, it's fine, but all those things vie for our primary allegiance. They're always creeping in there, trying to get in first place. And Jesus is coming back and saying, no, God, when God's in first place, everything else will take care of itself. But here, right, and it's painful. He's rooting out this particular idol for this man. This is us, right? Let me just dispel one myth. I know I said it's a series of homilies, right? But let me just dispel one myth. It's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle. Well, if anyone's been to Jerusalem, right, they said there's this street, it's called the Eye of the Needle. Okay, that's silly, right? It's not. This is Jesus in his hyperbolic best. It's like, you know, we have matchbox cars. And if he were to say something like, it's like fitting a Lamborghini in a matchbox, and then we were like, oh yeah, it's like a matchbox car. No, it's not. It's like an actual Lamborghini trying to fit it in that matchbox. So he's saying, no, it's not possible, but give yourself over to God, right? Leave riches behind. Riches are no longer the sign of God's favor. That's important because we still do that. Riches are no longer the sign of God's favor. Let's pursue God for who he is and receive what he gives us. That is eternal life, and we can live it today, and we'll live it in the age to come when Jesus returns to finally and firmly establish his loving rule on earth as it is in heaven.